would expect. But the total number who fall sick is always 16%. We've been paying so much attention to how many died, we didn't notice how unnatural the percentages of those stricken were.
Ellen stood. Check on this, Norden, he said, gesturing toward the ledger. Do interviews. Make certain that the data hasn't been changed by ruin, and find out if this trend holds. We can't jump to conclusions with only 4 or 5 examples. It could all just be a large coincidence.
Yes, Your Excellency, Norden said, looking a bit shaken. But what if it's not a coincidence? What does it mean?
I don't know, Ellen said.
It means consequence, Vin thought. It means that there are laws, even if we don't understand them. 16. Why 16%? The beads of metal found at the well, beads that made men into mistborn, were the reason why allomancers used to be more powerful. Those first mistborn were as Ellen Venture became, possessing a primal power which was then passed down through the lines of nobility, weakening a bit with each generation. The Lord Ruler was one of these ancient allomancers, his power pure and unadulterated by time and breeding. This is part of why he was so mighty compared to other mistborn, though admittedly, his ability to mix ferrochemy and allomancy was what produced many of his most spectacular abilities. Still, it is interesting to me that one of his divine powers, his essential allomantic strength, was something every one of the original 9 allomancers possessed.
22. Sazed sat in one of the nicer buildings at the Pits of Hathsin, a former guardhouse, holding a hot mug of tea. The terrace elders sat in chairs before him, a small stove providing warmth. On the next day, Sazed would have to leave to catch up with Goradel and Breeze, who would be well on their way to Ur-To by now. The sunlight was dimming. The mists had already come, and they hung just outside the glass window. Sazed could just barely make out depressions in the dark ground outside, cracks in the earth. There were dozens of the cracks. The terrace people had built fences to mark them. Only a few years ago, before Kelsier had destroyed the ATM crystals, men had been forced to crawl down into those cracks, seeking small geodes which had beads of ATM at their centers. Each slave who hadn't been able to find at least 1 geode a week had been executed. There were likely still hundreds, perhaps thousands, of corpses pinned beneath the ground, lost in deep caverns, dead without anyone knowing or caring. What a terrible place this was, Sazed thought, turning away from the window as a young terrace woman closed the shutters. Before him on the table were several ledgers which showed the resources, expenditures, and needs of the terrace people.
I believe I suggested keeping these figures in metal, Sazed said.
Yes, Master Keeper, said one of the elderly stewards. We copy the important figures into a sheet of metal each evening, then check them weekly against the ledgers to make certain nothing has changed.
That is well, Sazed said, picking through one of the ledgers sitting in his lap. And sanitation? Have you addressed those issues since my last visit?
Yes, Master Keeper, said another man. We have prepared many more latrines as you commanded, though we do not need them.
There may be refugees, Sazed said. I wish for you to be able to care for a larger population, should it become necessary. But please, these are only suggestions, not commands. I claim no authority over you.
The group of stewards shared glances. Sazed had been busy during his time with them, which had kept him from dwelling on his melancholy thoughts. He'd made sure they had enough supplies, that they kept a good communication with Penrod and Luthadel, and that they had a system in place for settling disputes among themselves.
Master Keeper,
one of the elders finally said,
how long will you be staying?
I must leave in the morning, I fear, Sazed said. I came simply to check on your needs. This is a difficult time to live, and you could be easily forgotten by those in Lúthedain, I think.
We are well, Master Keeper, said one of the others.
He was the youngest of the elders, and he was only a few years younger than Sazed. Most of the men here were far older, and far wiser than he. That they should look to him seemed wrong.
Will you not reconsider your place with us, Master Keeper? Asked another. We want not for food or for land. Yet what we do lack is a leader.
The Terrace people were oppressed long enough, I think, Sazed said. You have no need for another tyrant king.
Not a tyrant, one said. One of our own.
The Lord Ruler was one of our own, Sazed said quietly.
The group of men looked down. That the Lord Ruler had proven to be Terrace was a shame to all of their people.
We need someone to guide us, one of the men said. Even during the days of the Lord Ruler, he was not our leader. We looked to the Keeper Synod.
The Keeper Synod, the clandestine leaders of Sazed's sect. They had led the Terrace people for centuries, secretly working to make certain that Farrakhemy continued, despite the Lord Ruler's attempts, to breed the power out of the people.
Master Keeper,
said Master Vedlu, senior of the elders.
Yes, Master Vedlu.
You do not wear your copper mines.
Sazed looked down. He hadn't realized it was noticeable that, beneath his robes, he wasn't wearing the metal bracers.
They are in my pack.
It seems odd to me, Vedlu said, that you should work so hard during the Lord Ruler's time, always wearing your metal mines in secret despite the danger. Yet now that you are free to do as you wish, you carry them in your pack.
Sazed shook his head.
I cannot be the man you wish me to be. Not right now.
You are a keeper.
I was the lowest of them, Sazed said. A rebel and a reject. They cast me from their presence. The last time I left Teithingdwen, I did so in disgrace. The common people cursed me in the quiet of their homes.
Now they bless you, Master Sazed, said one of the men.
I do not deserve those blessings.
Deserve them or not, you are all we have left.
Then we are a sorrier people than we may appear.
The room fell silent.